It's time for sure.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby.
The early Soviet Union launch vehicles were developed under the guidance of Sergei Korolev. Variants of that rocket are still in use today, now known as Soyuz. To enable the launch of manned missions to the moon, heavy telecommunication satellites and space station modules, a more powerful rocket was needed. And so was developed the Proton rocket. To test it, five launches were made carrying scientific satellites, also called Proton. The first two in 1965 were successful, but the third in March of 1966 failed to reach orbit. Then, 60 years ago, next Monday, the third was successful. This report from the Voice of America.
They sent up two space satellites. The news organization Earth said the heavy Soviet satellites will study radiation in space.
The Soviet Union announced a heavy scientific space station named Proton 3
is in orbit collecting data about solar and cosmic radiation. As news agencies said, a powerful carrier rocket launched the vehicle yesterday into an orbit ranging from 90 kilometers to 630 kilometers from Earth. This is Warren Chief.
You're listening to Report to Asia from the Voice of America in Washington.
A fourth Proton satellite reached orbit in 1968 November. By that time, the Proton rocket was being used to launch the manned, capable Sond craft to the moon and back.